The Pembroke Street Shuffler. I couldn't sleep. And then I heard the shuffling. Shuffling. Yes, a noise as if someone was coming along the corridor, you know, dragging their feet, a sort of shh, shh noise. It was gradually getting louder. Well, usually I would have jumped out of bed and been in the corridor in a flash, but that night I just couldn't do it. The tiredness, I suppose. So, you know, I listened and told myself it was nothing. You can always imagine things in these old houses as if the house itself isn't going to sleep, creaking and groaning like an old dog that can't get comfortable. But this noise was getting louder all the time, even though it was still that soft shh, shh sound. And then it stopped, just like that, suddenly stopped. And I was certain that whatever was making that sound was outside my door. I stared at the door handle. My eyes were so wide that they hurt. And then I saw the handle move. Just a bit at first, but it was a lever handle and I was certain that it had moved. Then it moved again. Just at this moment, I had a thought that will sound crazy to you, but to me, it was deadly serious. What did you think? I thought that if I saw this thing, this shuffler, that was opening my door, I would die. Yes, I know it sounds silly now, but it wasn't then. I was really, really scared. More scared than I'd ever been in my life. What did you do? I hid. Like a little child, I pulled the blankets over my head, turned away from the door, pulled my feet up, held onto my ankles and just lay there, listening like a little mouse trapped in a corner by a cat. But I couldn't block out the sound. I could hear the door opening. It needed oiling and creaked a bit. Then I heard the shuffling again, shh, shh, across my floor. I was sure that the shuffler was coming towards my bed. And then it stopped moving. There was a long silence. Some of that was worse. I didn't breathe. I was near to suffocating. And I felt the bed go down.
What do you mean, go down?
Mattress on the other side of the bed went down as if something was heavy was as if something very heavy was placed on it, as if someone very heavy had sat down just below where my legs were in the bed. I could sense the weight, and the bed springs squeaked as if they were in pain. The weight stayed there for some time, a minute or two. I tried desperately not to move. I took shallow breaths, fearing that whatever or whoever it was might suddenly notice me and then, well, I don't know what. All I knew was that I just had to stay still, stay quiet, and most of all, never, ever look